Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I'm doing a recording in a loud environment. I'm at a play place with my kids, so you have to forgive the background noise. But I thought it was important to get this out now, and instead of forgetting about what I wanted to say later, so that's the reason. So anyway, if you can not mind the background noise, what I'm going to talk about today is going to be probably a three-part series. It's based on my learnings recently and my study of Warren Buffett and of investing and of looking at the long term versus the short term and of building assets. Now, you may think that these things won't apply to you because you have a law practice, but they definitely do. I can tell you that for sure. They apply to how you live your life itself. So let me give you some concrete examples. First, I'm going to talk about long-term thinking versus short-term thinking in your practice. And I'm going to relate this to the stock market. Now, if you were to look at someone that was buying stocks and selling them a week later, and buying more and selling them and buying them and selling them, and trying to catch trends and short-term opportunities in the market, I think you know, and there's a lot of common knowledge out there, that most investors lose to the market. In fact, mutual funds, they have an over 96% long-term failure rate. Pretty much none of them can beat the market for a period of longer than 5 or 10 years. They always lose out. And losing out in the long term is probably worse than losing out in the short term, because you've invested money and time and you've lost your money, instead of just investing money in the short time and losing that money. There's no time to gain it back. And so I want you to look at your practice in the same way. I want you to look at it with a long-term view. And here's what I mean by that. So each month you're going along and you're getting clients and you're getting retainer fees and you have your expenses and you're earning money for you and your family. That's great. But what are you doing long-term to grow your business? And how can you grow your law practice? How can you get it to where you're getting more clients each month than you were before? Maybe with less effort, but at least with the same effort. Do you want to work at the same high level of effort for the next 20, 30 years? Or let's say if you've been doing it for 30 years, do you want to keep working at the same pace you did when you first started out? No, of course you don't. But how do you get more with the same effort or get more with less effort? The only way to do that really is to build assets in your business. So what can be an asset? Okay. Your reputation can be an asset. You know that if you get a good reputation in the courts, you're more likely to get listened to by judges and prosecutors and potentially get more favorable results for clients. Your experience itself is also an asset. You know, if you've done 500 criminal cases or 1,000 divorces or 1,000 auto accidents, you have a lot of experience in the field and you're able to navigate cases quicker, see where they're going to go, choose good ones and avoid bad ones, and know how things are going to play out in court based on a fact pattern. So that experience is an asset to you, because you can do the same work with less work on your part and still get the same monetary results, hopefully. Okay. Now let's look at marketing. Let's look at marketing assets. So one thing you can build is a list of past clients. You're going to get clients anyway. They're going to turn into past clients, but what are you going to do with them? Are you just going to let them sit out there, or are you going to talk to these people once a month, let's say through a newsletter? You know, what if you did a monthly newsletter and you started out with 20 clients, then 50 and 100 and 200 and 300 and 500? You know, what if you were communicating with 500 of your past clients every month? What would happen? Well, now you're turning that list of past clients, this work is already done, now you're turning them into an asset. Why? Because you'll start to get referrals from them. And the more you communicate with them, let's say, on a month-to-month basis, you're going to get a lot of referrals from them over time. And the more clients you have that you're communicating to, the more referrals you're going to get. So now this is an asset that requires minimal work, but that brings you more monetary results with the same effort or with less effort. Okay? So that's one way of building an asset in your business. Again, we've gone through reputation, experience, newsletter to past clients. What else can you do? All right, how about your website? Do you think about your website as just getting on the first page for 20 keywords? Or do you think about building up your website as an asset that will appear in more and more places in Google over time and earn you more and more visitors and more customers? Well, that can be done if you follow sound principles on building your website. Just so you know, those principles are adding unique, valuable content over time and getting quality links pointing to your site from sources that make sense, i.e. non-competing attorneys or legal journals or legal-related websites. So if you look at your website as a short-term thing, you'll hire companies that will promise you to get on the first page of Google for 20 keywords, and you'll be frustrated if that doesn't happen for you in a 2 or 3 month time span. But if you look at it in a long-term mode, let's say a year, which is not even that long-term, now you can look at it differently. What am I going to do to build up my website so a year from now, not just now, but a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, is getting me more and more clients every month, and I don't have to put tremendous work into it? Well, now you look at things differently. Now you look at adding articles and adding content to your site. Why? Because over a year's time, there's no reason you can't add 200 articles, let's say, or even 100. Over 2 years' time, why can't you add 200, 300, 400 articles? Are those articles going to disappear? No. They'll still be there. They'll still be relevant. Yes, there'll be changes in the law, but they'll still be relevant. And this will help attract more searches to your site, and it'll turn your website into an asset. Another thing that'll turn it into an asset is its age. As the site gets older and is in Google longer, Google will favor it more. As the site gets more links from quality legal sites, again, the site will get stronger and show up in Google searches more. So if you look at your website, it can be an asset. It can be an asset that gets you 3, 4, 5, maybe even 10 clients a month, every month, without fail. But it's an asset that has to be built over time. But why do this again? So later on, maybe even being a year, you don't have to sit there and constantly push and push and push and push in order to get the result you want. So your website can be a big asset to you, but it has to be looked at in a long-term way. Another way of mistakenly looking at it in a short-term way is choosing a company that doesn't rely on sound SEO principles or doesn't have this outlook that you do. If you're just looking for the short-term hit, how will your site ever grow into a long-term asset? It won't, because your intention is for it to be a short-term hit. And if that doesn't work, what do? Now you change horses. Now you start rebuilding again from scratch, or you lose some of the momentum you had. You know, now you're going to be further behind than someone that's just building and building and building over months and years. So just like someone that's a short-term stock trader will rack up a high percentage of their returns and commissions and wasted money and lost opportunity, the same will happen to you if you're changing horses and keep changing SEO companies on your site. Well, what do you do if you're headed in the wrong direction, or how do you know if you're headed in the wrong direction or if you're making any progress? Well, this is a little bit of a different story. If you're headed in the wrong direction, yes, I would change companies you work with, sure. But if you can see that they're using, the company you work with to help build your site is using sound principles that Google is telling you to use to build your site, that makes sense, that don't change over time, then you will be in a good place if you keep working and working and working at it and building this asset. So that's the differentiator to tell yourself whether you're on the right track or not. And the last thing I'm going to talk about in this part of the series is another way of building up an asset in your law practice. So there's many ways to build up assets. I'm going to pick one more. I'm going to say how you follow up with potential clients. Now, why is this an asset? Okay. Well, if you don't have a system to follow up with potential clients and you're just doing it willy-nilly, or you're not following up with them at all because you have the belief that if they really want to hire you, they'll call you back instead of you calling them back, then every time you get a new client, you got to go through this whole process again to either follow up or not follow up with them and either get them or not get them as a client. Well, if you come up with a good follow-up system that makes sense and that you've tested and gets you either a higher percentage of people to retain you than they were before, or it's done in an automated way where your secretaries can do it and you don't have to do it, or your pre-written emails that'll follow up with people, now again, you're spending equal or less time to get the same or better result. That's why a good follow-up system, as another example, the third one of this recording, can be an asset to your practice. So now let's zoom out a little bit and look at a bigger view. So what happens? Let's take two attorneys, okay? They're both starting day one. They 10 years pass, okay? One is just grinding it out, getting clients, that's it. At the end of 10 years, that attorney has the same as he had before. He may have better reputation, he may have more experience, but again, he has really no assets in his practice. The other attorney that's worked on building up marketing assets and practice assets, he may have a follow-up system. He may have a newsletter to past clients. He may have a website that's been SEO'd over years and years. He may have written a book on one of his practice areas he can give to potential clients. He may have studied and tested various marketing methods like Google pay-per-click or Facebook or direct mail or magazine ads or billboards and found out which ones work for him. And now the second guy has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different assets that are working for him. So he may be working just as hard as the first guy that didn't build any assets but getting 5 times the money. Or he may actually be working half as much as the first guy and still be getting 5 times the money. The difference is building assets. You got to remember, time's going to pass no matter what. So do something with it and think with a long-term mind and think on with an asset-building mind, and this will serve you well in your business. Any questions, or if you want to talk about this further or implement and build assets for your law practice, contact Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Phone number is 888-225-8594. Thank you.